Steve Burness. You've seen it all, haven't you, at the Better Business Bureau? Steve, you there?
Now I am. Hello. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad. Have you ever heard of the France call? Is that on the list?
Yeah, the France. That's one of the ones on the list as well. Any type of foreign countries where you kind of think they have that distant relative that you might have not known about has this, a lot of money to give to you. So, yes, it's you started, remember, with the old the princes was it Africa?
Yeah, Ghana or Nigeria, right?
Ghana and all that. And now it's shifted to a little bit more different locations.
European locations.
France and Europe, exactly.
Yeah, those never pan out, I've seen. I've never seen a legit one that acts like that. Maybe you have. If you've got a scam to share, and we're starting to hear from you here, we've got our phone lines and text lines open, 312-981-7200. Share your scam, what you're seeing, so that others won't fall for it. And the other reason to do this is if you see something that you're not sure about, Steve Burness can answer that as well. We're going to go to the calls in just a second, but I want to make sure you come out, you get to talk about what it is you came out for, because sometimes we run out of time. Steve, you said that Cyber Monday, Black Friday, these are big times for the scammers to come out.
Exactly, especially Cyber Monday, because a lot of people are shopping online. It's for some retailers, a disappointing Black Friday, so hopefully it'll be better for them today. But with that being said, and as we talked about many times, in 2020, the number one riskiest scam to the Better Business Bureau was fake websites and incorrect websites. So please keep that in mind as you're doing your holiday shopping, not only today and throughout the rest of the month for December, is be very careful of false advertising and phony websites. Those seem to be the number one two complaints with the BBB. If the parents are always looking for that in the hottest item of the year and the price seems too good to be true, it probably is in this time of the year. Sometimes parents, Santa, don't think, clearly when they see something online, well, I got to get them. They don't think of checking that company out or that website. It'd be coming from somewhere distant from China, the counterfeit good or whatever it may be. So just because, Cyber Monday, make sure that you know that retailer you're doing business with and please don't follow links. And we talk about this all the time. And as you know, I'd rather you go directly to the company itself and type in your own URL instead of following links, because they could be one character off, it could be multiple characters off, and you may end up on a site that puts spam or mail on your computer, as we heard from your listeners over the last year.
Yeah, for sure. People, it happens all the time. You click and you think, oh, gosh. I mentioned, and we're going to go to the phones in just a second here, but I mentioned I got that mistaken order one. I think it was Walmart, and it said I had a game console. In success, you've ordered your gaming console, $700, and it's arriving. They even had a shipment date. It's all looking so legit. And if you didn't happen to order this, just click here. I thought, well, my God, I didn't order that. You click there, and that's how they get you. And you see those too, right, Steve?
Exactly. It happens all the time. It's that quick thinking. They want you to do something quick. They don't want you to think about it. When somebody scares you that, you just spent $700, you may lose $700, people don't think clearly, and they just want to, get it taken care of. And again, if you were to click that link, and as we all know, they're going to ask you, okay, well, credit your account, Anna. Could I have your credit card number? Can I have your expiration date? Or I need your Social Security number. So again, it's really getting to be zero trust with links. If you get it from a company like Walmart or Amazon, like as your listeners have said many times, call them directly. They will be happy to answer your calls or email them directly under numbers and names you know. Don't follow those links.
Don't follow the links. Mark's got one he wants to share, I think. Go ahead, Mark. You're on WGN.
Yeah, I keep getting calls that are actually fairly well done. The voice on the other end always identifies herself by name, and it doesn't sound digitized. It sounds very professional. However, when I start responding, the responses then I get sound pre-programmed. And what they always ask me is, do you want us to check your insurance to see if we can get better rates for you? And it occurs to me that maybe they could use my insurance information to link up with other information about me, such as my credit card number or my name and address through which they could get my credit card number. So what do you think about offers to adjust your insurance so you can get better rates?
What do you think, Steve?
Well, there are legitimate offers out there from companies, but you can deal with them directly. If they start asking for confidential information like your Social Security number or other information, your address. I mean, just go to their website directly or verify it's them, because there are some legitimate, you know, businesses out there. Unfortunately, the bad actors ruin it for everybody else. But you said that synthesized voice, they're getting really good at companies and using the artificial voice or the intelligence of not actually having an operator. It's all computer driven. So yeah, I've been told, and I haven't heard one lately, but I've been told, as Mark said, is that they sound actually human, and they're actually just a recording, but they're getting better at it, Mark. So it may have been a recording the whole time or computer talking to you to try to grab this information. But any insurance company that has a good deal, they'll want you to call them up or go to their website and get the same offer. So it's up to you what you want to give to them. But you know, clicking on personal information is a no-no, as you know.
Thanks, Mark, for the call. You're right to be suspicious. That's the thing is, so many of us get trusting, and that's when they get you on some of these. Darlene, I think, has one as well. Go ahead, Darlene. What is it you want to talk about?
Hello. I've been getting one probably for the last 2 months or so, and I get it 3 to 4 times a week saying that they're from DoorDash, telling me that my Chipotle order is on its way, and a click on the link for your for the status of your order. And it's always an out-of-state area code, I've noticed. And in the beginning, before I realized that it's probably a scam, mm-hmm. I used to reply and say, sorry, I didn't order anything. And other times there'll be a picture of a Chipotle bag saying your order is at the concierge mm-hmm. of your building. Well, I don't have a concierge at my building.
That's the tip-off to the rip-off.
Yeah, I've never even ordered from DoorDash in the first place, ever. But I'm like I said, sometimes I get it 2 to 3 times a day. It's like, oh, how hungry do you think I am?
Gosh.
Chipotle 3 times a day.
You're awfully hungry, Darlene. And thankfully, you don't have a concierge, because that sort of saved you in this case.
There you go.
Thanks for reporting that one.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Steve. Okay. It's funny because if you did order from DoorDash, I guess they must scoop up enough people that one sort of works. There was that, we got to look up that number again, Pete. I always forget it. That number that if you get texts that are scams, you can send it to your phone company. It doesn't matter which one it is, AT&T, Verizon, they all participate in this, and they'll investigate the scams and then remove them from the platform. We'll get it to you. I don't want to give it wrong, and I don't want to guess, but I'll get to that in a second. Let's pause for a second. More of your calls. Share your scam or ask if something is a scam. We've got quite a few to get to here. And we'll be back with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau in a moment. Let's just go back to Darlene for a second. You said it's significant that she responded to that text for the DoorDash, even though she didn't order DoorDash, right? That's significant.
Because they now know it's a valid email or a text or a phone number, and that's why she keeps getting 3 or 4 more a day. And her phone number is more value to the marketers because it's a live person and they're answering it. So we advise consumers, please don't click on those links and please don't put that, respond to those people. That, you know, some people like to take those, scammers on and start playing with them, but they can make they can really do things to your phone number or other matters that you don't want them to do. So it's best not to respond. And that's a good point that Darlene brought up.
Yeah, I remember we've had listeners tell us, well, yeah, I kind of mess around with these scam callers sometimes because it's fun and I just want them to pay for their scamminess, right? And you say don't do that because if you engage, they'll put you on the list for other calls. And yeah, it's just not worth it. Hey, Paul, let's hear from you. You're on WGN. What's yours?
Well, I have a cautionary tale of internet fraud. Mm-hmm. I was looking online for a higher rate on a certificate of deposit, and I was connected online with what turned out to be a bogus branch of a legitimate FDIC bank in California. And we went back and forth, and I took the time to check online and make sure this was actually an FDIC-insured bank and everything. Mm-hmm. And they asked for a minimum amount to be sent, and I would be getting a 3% interest on a certificate of deposit. And went back and forth, and long story short, I wired $200,000 to a bank branch in London, England.
Oh, gosh.
And that was the end of that.
Oh, wow. Paul, I'm so sorry.
I reported this to the FBI in a lengthy text report and never heard a word back. So, you just can't imagine being you know, it's pretty sophisticated.
Yeah.
They were very, very close with their details, and everything seemed to be legit. But if I had my druthers, uh-huh. my credit union, where I wired the money from, would have said, "Sir, are you really sure about this?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, how old are you? Mm-hmm. You know, you're 70. Are you really sure you know what you're doing?" But you live and you learn. Fortunately, it didn't ruin me. It was a life lesson. But
oh boy, painful
man,
one.
You really have to be careful.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for reporting that. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That is he speaks the truth when he says that they're getting sophisticated, and that's how it becomes so real. You think, of course, this is legitimate. My God.
Yeah, I mean, it all clicked. It all checked out.
Yeah.
To a point. You know, if I look back and I can find a red flag here and a red flag there, but it wasn't like, you know, send us $1,000 and we'll send you a million. It wasn't that
right.
kind of thing. It
right.
was
3%.
It was very legit sounding.
Yeah, 3%. That sounds, oh, you know, that's a bit better
doable.
Than I'm making. Let's doable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul, for the cautionary tale that I hope that helps other people if they hear that you're reporting it. So thank you for doing that. Just want to mention 7726 literally spells out spam on your phone. If you get something on your phone, if it's a text message in particular, just take a screenshot of it, send it directly to 7726. Just send it to 7726, spells out spam, and your phone company will then investigate the spam texts. It's all wireless carriers use this number to report it to the FTC. So good to know, right, Steve Burness? Very good. Let's see if we can get another call in here. Scott's got something. Go ahead, Scott. What do you want to say?
Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi,
Steve. I actually have two, and I'll be real brief. The first one, Steve, one of your members, and I won't mention her name, I want to know what I can do to help this senior. This contractor took $18,000 a deposit in the beginning of July to put an extension on his garage, so forth and so on. He has not shown up. He has not. He's left the customer has left very polite messages. This guy is just a jerk and leaves bad texts. Is there anything I can do to help this senior?
That's nice of you.
$18,000.
Steve, what can you do? This happened to my mom, too. She got taken for a gutter repair guy or something, cleaner.
Yeah, this guy.
Do we lose Scott?
I'm on. So you can file a police report for theft of services or deception, but also contact the state's attorney's office and the attorney general's office. And if it's one of our BBB credit businesses, we'll look into it. But doesn't sound like one of those, but we will check into it as well. But the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and unfortunately, home improvement, home repair is always increasing in the fall, as we know, because of the winter coming. Everybody wants to get their last-minute things done.
And what's standard? You've mentioned this before. I think it's worth repeating. My mom gave, I think she paid fully up front, which you say you should never do.
Correct. You never pay up front on anything, never give them cash. There's a third down at the beginning, third in the middle, and a third at the end. But as your caller mentioned, he, you know, gave him $18,000, and it sounds like it's more than just a third down, but it could be a third down too as well. But it's really checking out the company ahead of time and making sure they have satisfactory records. And that they haven't done this to anybody else.
Yeah, sad but true. You got to check that stuff out. Those have been circulating for a long time, and sadly, they do target seniors, it seems. Am I right about that? I feel like I hear that a lot.
They do target seniors. They come, you know, sometimes door-to-door as well. And there's great door-to-door contractors, you know, as well, but you need to check them out. You have to do some research on them. You just don't do business with them that day of, because you always want two or three estimates, and you want to get a contract written too in writing, because anything else short of that is hearsay evidence, Anna, and not enforceable by, you know, any court, because it's all hearsay that he said that, she said that, and you can't prove anything by that. So that's why you need a valid contract.
Yeah, that's how you get stuck. All right, we're out of time for today, but you're going to be back with us next Monday, right, Steve Burness?
I'll be back next Monday, but real quickly on Paul is that the scammers are getting sophisticated. They took an ad out, probably. That's what happened when your callers called us last week as well. The scammers take an ad out, being an imposter, like they're the bank, use the same information, but they just change a couple things around. So it's important to please check out the companies, especially wiring money. And wiring money to anybody is a tip-off to the rip-off until you really understand and know them.
And then the other thing you say is a check takes several days to clear, so often you think it's being deposited in your bank account. with some scammers, and it's not. It doesn't clear later on, which I think is another important thing to point out. You see that all the time, too.
Exactly. 30 days. The bank has 30 days. Even though it clears in 3 days, everybody thinks if it clears in 3 days, the bank puts the money in your account, it's good as gold. It's not. Mm-hmm. The bank under federal law has 30 days to make sure that check is clear and it's not a fraudulent or counterfeit. So they'll come with you at the 30th day and tell you that the check you just deposited is not good and you owe the money for it.
All stuff to look out for, Steve Burness. I hope you had a good holiday, good Thanksgiving, and it's always good to hear from you. You did. Good.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk again next week.